I went out to the fire, worked for the fire department for 1 year, and they had a big reduction in force. And well, they was laying them off, and it was even reducing. That was the time they had so many officers. They had to even reduce officers to their permanent rank, which some guys I knew as majors, and the next time I'd see them, they'd be master sergeants.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a permanent rank, that commission they had. Yeah. They had to go back, if they wanted to make a career, they had to go back as, as a sergeant.
Uh-huh.
And then they cut down a lot of civilian personnel. So then I went from there to Frank for 4 years. Then was the start of the hiring. It was in 1950, or 51. Then from that day, 51 up to 1 year ago, this past December 23rd, I was with them. I had all told my Navy time and civil service time was right close to 29 years.
Uh-huh.
And enjoying it every day. I wouldn't go a whole lot now. I got my trailer.
Yeah.
Truck. We always on the road, getting ready to go pretty soon in the Smokies now, enjoy.
Uh-huh.
We was up on a little trip about 2 weeks ago. Was up in Oklahoma, went out in Texas, stayed in Arkansas up in the mountains.
Wow, but that was nice.
And come back and get all this grass cut. I either had to cut the grass or jag the house out, one or the other. It was getting pretty tall.
You did a lot of fire work. And you did some machinist work.
Oh yeah, I did machinist work too.
Okay. Now you were telling me about the schools you went to and things like that.
In a little St. Teresa school.
Yeah. So you went to private school.
Well, it was. I don't know if you could. It's anybody could go to that school if they wanted to, in those days. It wasn't necessarily a Catholic. You had to be a Catholic to go to the school.
Because
I know two or three of the boys I was with wasn't Catholic, their parents thought they could get a better education in those days. And, with teachers they thought was more qualified.
Right, okay.
And they wanted kids to have a pretty good education again.
Yeah.
And I went on all 8 years up here to St. Teresa.
Yeah.
And I went to Sacred Heart Academy for 2 years. And I think that put me through the 10th. And I finished 11th and the 12th up here in Iowaville.
Oh, so you went all the way through high school?
Well, I stopped in my senior year when I went into the Navy. I should have, just liking it.
Oh, okay.
Just liking a little bit to complete it. So when I got out of the Navy at nighttime, when I was working for every night, I'd come home and take me a good old wash up and be out there for about 3-4 hours every night for 1 year I had to go.
Really?
To complete it, Okay. And a regular graduation ceremony, just like regular school class. I mean, the kids going, so it was the same thing. Several of the boys was like myself. Just had to complete that 1 year.
Okay. Now, have you ever been in any clubs, or can you name any clubs?
I'm in the Elks right now.
Love them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Veterans of Foreign War and that.
All right. Now, Mr. I'd like you to tell me something about your parents and your history of your family. First of all, where your mother and your father were born?
My mother was born over in the Jackson County.
Yeah,
Jackson County here. And my dad was really born up on the old Fort Bayer Road.
Yeah, I know where that is, up near Van Cleve.
Yeah, you're pretty going up toward Van Cleve in that area. That's where my dad was born.